What's up, future debt-free millionaires? This is Zach Edwards for another debt-free millionaire podcast and personal finance course. That's right. This season, we're on personal finance. Next season, we'll be on real estate. So stay tuned for all that. We have so much coming. Until then, though, we're still going to be picking up a conversation we started up earlier this week, and that is interviews, jobs, and do you actually want to get out of your job that you have right now? Do you want to leave your job? Are you willing to give up what you've already established to get a new job? If you are, great. If you're not, even better. I say even better because there's so much you've already established in your position that you do not need to go out somewhere else. If you can find satisfaction in the job that you have. Remember, this is what I said Monday. Most of the dissatisfaction is up here. If you're disengaged, it's up here. Ask questions. Ask your boss, talk to your boss about what's going on and what you want to do. Now, here's the thing. Do not go too early. I'm going to talk about this at the end of this podcast. But you want to make sure you have all the ducks in a row if you are thinking about leaving the company. If you're bored or disengaged, tell your boss in the most appropriate way of saying it and ask for other things to do. Ask for additional responsibilities. If you're not just saying that you're bored and leaving at that, or they catch you being bored, they're going to kick you out. If you actually show that you're engaged, like you want to be engaged, but you just feel like a hard time to do it, or you're not having enough work to do it, ask them for additional responsibilities. Ask for the next step. What would be the next step and how would I get there? Ask those questions. You do not want to be disengaged. You do not want to be bored in your job, or you will be finding a new job, whether they let you go or you jump out of there. So here's what we're going to do. Monday, we talked about, do you actually want another job or do you need to mix something up? Yesterday, we talked about the job interview. Today, we're going to talk about another part of the job interview, which is optional, but shows a lot of good things for you. And this is shadowing. This is shadowing your potential boss, shadowing another employee. This is you going into a company and saying, hey, I want to work here. I want to shadow someone to see what it's like. What they'll do probably is they'll interview you first. Now, you can actually have a full-time job. Just do this on your day off. Find a way of getting out, taking a day off, and going interviewing and going shadowing. Interviewing takes a half hour, takes an hour of your time. You don't need to take a day off. But if you're shadowing, you do need to take a day off. And there's many reasons for it. Let's go into some of them. So first off, do you know what shadowing is? Shadowing is basically, I didn't pull this one up yet. So basically it's when you go and work for your potential employer. So these two younger individuals are trying to go work for this guy right here. He is an architect or he is a contractor or he is someone that works with plans. So if these two say, hey, I'd like to shadow you or shadow an employee or such, the company would then have the decision, okay, who are we going to let you shadow with? And two, what can we do to pack the day? They want to show you everything that potentially could go on in the company. So let's just say this. First thing to do before you shadow an appointment or create a shadowing appointment, first, you're going to want to work around their schedule. If they say, well, we can do it this day and we can do it for this long, say, you're the boss. I'm going to do whatever you want to do because you really want that job. And you're going to go in for two reasons. One, because you want that job. If you don't do it. Two, to make sure you want the job. You actually might become disengaged or dissatisfied with this job as well. And again, remember, it's all up here. You have to figure out things for yourself. Because you could actually become engaged in this company. But the best way of finding out is by shadowing somebody else in the company. So work around their schedule. If they say it's going to be this time, or they can do this day or this day, make one of them work. Take a day off or whatever you have to do. Okay, the next thing is know the details. Don't just show up and hope that you know what's going on. Actually ask questions. What are we going to do? What are some of the things that could be done? What do I need to know to prepare for this? That's a great question. Everyone needs to ask when they're shadowing. is what do I need to do to prepare for this? Okay, the next thing is, just like we talked about in the interview, this is not another interview, which means you need to dress appropriately. Now, unlike an interview where you're sitting down in an office, this is one where you actually might have to wear jeans or might have to wear something that will get dirty, because you're probably going to be doing the same thing that is every other employee is doing. So if they're going out and pumping sewage, you don't want to go in your niceties. If they are working in an office, you want to dress appropriately to what the environment asks you to dress. So if everyone else wears polo shirts and nice slacks, go out and get yourself a polo shirt. Or hopefully you have a polo shirt. If everyone wears button-downed shirts, much like he's doing, then wear that. If people in the office, when you go in the office for an interview, wear t-shirts or blouse, wear that. You want to mimic exactly everyone else that's in there because you want to show that you really want to work there. And if you are grungy or too dressed up, you're not going to be the best fit because you don't understand exactly what it takes to be working there. And so you don't want to dress too much, but also you don't want to dress too down. You want to dress exactly how you're going to be in, exactly how the person who is going to be, you're going to be shadowing, you want to dress like them and everyone else that works in their position. So like, again, like with this guy, you want to wear slacks and you want to wear a polo shirt or even a button down shirt is fine as long as it's not too nice. If I go in with a very stylish shirt, I'm probably not going to make it there because this is what they expect. If everyone wears this, this is what they expect and you should be doing the same. Again, you going in for this interview is not about you. You writing the resume is not about you. It's about the company. Yes, you want to know that you're going to be happy there. But the person that's hiring you wants to know that you are the great fit for the company. Their major priority is the company. You are not a priority at all, except if you have the experience and everything. They want to make you feel at home, make you feel good about coming, but it is still about the company, even if you come well-established, well-educated, or even well-experienced. It's all about the company. Remember that. It is not about you. It is not about anyone else. It is about the company and what is best for the company. Okay. Now, you show up at the shadowing, and you start working. So here's some things to know first. One, show up early. You don't want to just show up 5 minutes early or 10 minutes early, at least 15 minutes early. And if you want to get a really good start, show up 30 minutes early and you said, hey, I was going to drive through traffic. I didn't want to be held up because I want to be here right on time. That is a great indicator. It means you're going to be forward thinking when you're actually working the job. Also, put your phone away. The phone is not allowed in the shadowing. They might allow you to be, but they do not want you to be distracted by the phone. Pull it out during lunch. Pull it out before, pull it out afterwards. Tell people where you're going so they don't call you. And if it's an emergency, then you can pick it up. Most likely, you don't know if it's an emergency. They're going to leave a message and you can check it during lunch or you can check it after work. Do not bring out the phone. Do not get distracted by the phone. Maybe you could pull out a peek of it to see who's calling, but put it away right afterwards. And if it's not, if you don't know the number and you don't know that it's going to be an emergency, if it's not family, and you've already told them not to call you unless it's an emergency, let it ring. Turn it on, vibrate actually, put it in your pocket, and don't let it ring. Okay, the next thing is be your best self. How you act, your posture, how you look, everything is what's going to tell them if you're a good fit for this position. When you're walking through, be interested in everything that they're teaching you. Be positive. Don't be overly dramatic. Be positive and interact nicely. Interact with what they're doing. Be willing to ask if you can do part of it, if you can be a part of the company. Basically, give your advice or give suggestions, give comments. Don't try to outdo anyone, but give them something that shows that you're actually engaged in the process. Next, This is big. Prepare to stay late. Some of your shadowers are going to actually work late. They're going to pack the day with as much as possible so that you actually have to stay a little bit later. And why do they do that? Because they want to know that you're willing to stay later. If you're not willing to stay later, don't go to the shadowing. Because most likely they will actually ask you to do it. Some shadowing will end early, depending on how much they have in there and how much the other person has to get done that they can't have you around them when that happens. Could be that they say, well, you know what? I'm done for the day. I need to get some work done. So thank you for showing up. And you say, hey, is there anybody else I can just check out? I can walk around with, I can interact with. And they say, you know what? There might be one. Or no, this is the end of the day. We're going to get everyone ready. And you say, yep. Thank you so much for your time, and I will talk to you soon. And then you'll follow up afterwards. Also know that it might not be this neat and nice. It might be where they get you out of your comfort zone. If it was house renovations or even construction, they might actually have a situation, even if it's staged, where you get out of your comfort zone and they will ask you to do something to see how you respond in times of emergency or tragic or so on and so forth. So be ready for that. Don't be surprised, but be willing to act. Now, another thing is take plenty of notes. Do not take it on your phone. Pull out a notepad, take notes. Take out a clipboard, even better because you can walk around with it, and take notes. Whatever you can do to show that you're really interested and you're trying to show, put your best foot forward, do that. Ask plenty of questions. Again, that's where you're going to be taking notes. Asking questions shows that you understand what's going on. Repeat back what they're saying, not all the time, but repeat back some of the questionables where there could be a misunderstanding and make sure that they know that you are interested in getting it exactly right, because they'll correct you if you're not. And that's not a negative. That just shows that you're interested in what you're doing and you're actually listening to what they're saying. Now, here's the thing. Earn the position. Remember that this is not an entitlement. You are not entitled to this job. You have to earn it. So the shadowing is where you earn it. Here's another thing, is reflect on your career path. Prepare to answer more personal and career questions that are spontaneous during this interview. Remember, this is still an interview. So you're going to reflect back on your career path. Think beforehand where to be. Now, remember to stay humble, which means do not boast. Do not say I'm the best person ever. Instead, answer the questions to the best of your abilities and ask for clarification in times of need. Be curious. Yeah, that's right. Yet, at the same time as being curious, be discreet. Do not be, oh, this is so cool. Oh, this is overdramatizing. Everyone catches that. Say, that's really interesting. And leave it. Let the person say, oh, yeah, you like this? And let them answer it. Or, that's really interesting. Ask a question. Those will show that you're interested in what you're doing. And again, if you're not engaged, you might not want to go to this, go further with this job shadowing. Because if you're not engaged in what they're doing, if you're not asking questions, taking notes, showing you're interested, because you're not, then why are you leaving your other job for this job? Because it's going to be the exact same way this in the next job. Okay, now, after the shadowing. After shadowing is very important because you need to send a thank you note to the person that you're shadowing and also the person that allowed you to shadow. If it's the same person, great, that's one letter. If it's two different people, send two letters. Remember, in a week, follow up. So if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you can actually ask on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. You may want to ask for Tuesday because they're going to be busy catching up on Monday. It's always catch-up day. The next thing, after following up, is now there might take them some time. Continue to follow up. Hey, I'm just interested in asking if this position's been filled, if it's you're still thinking about things, and if you had any other questions. Always end it with that because you want them to know that you're there waiting, you're patiently waiting. Let them know, I really like this job. I'm willing to wait a little bit longer just to see it. As they know, I still have a job. And I'm fine with the job that I have. I'm just really very interested in what they can provide you. Okay, now here's another thing. And this is after shadowing, after getting a job offer. Now again, get a job offer before you do this. You're gonna go to your boss. You're going to go to your boss and you're going to say, hey, I have this other job opportunity that's come my way, and I'm very interested in taking it, but I'm very loyal to this company, and I want to stay here, except that I need more. Explain it. I'm feeling a little bit disengaged because of X, Y, or Z. Give legitimate, not negative reasons, but neutral or positive, such as I don't have that much work because we're getting work done so quickly. I was wondering if there's any other jobs I can have to show that I'm worthy of getting a pay raise and work it around bringing them up. Hey, I just saw that I want to be able to impress the owner. And so I want to be able to help you with what you're doing, X, Y, or Z. Can I do anything to help your job and make it a little bit easier for you so that we can actually get you promoted? And hey, you know what? In the end, and don't say this, in the end, you might be promoted if that person's promoted. So again, do everything discreetly. Be able to work with the person that you're already employed with, but do not go to them unless you already have a job offer, because the next week you could see yourself out the door. If the boss knows that you're disengaged, or if the boss knows that you're looking around, that's a little bit less loyal than you're saying, and they might actually get rid of you before you jump ship. And they're going to find a replacement in the meantime. And then as soon as they find a replacement, then you're out the door. So there's a lot of businesses that hire 24/7. They're always looking for new people to hire. Now remember, your employer does not want to lose you. You've been trained. You've gone through all the initial HR information. You know their policies, their normal tasks that they want you to do. So they do not want you to leave. Show initiative. Show that you're trying to be better. Even get more education or go out to learn new experiences instead of job hunting, or in addition to job hunting, so that you can say, hey, this is what I'm doing. Now, if you are in a union, this is a little bit different. If you're in a union, one, it's really hard to get rid of you unless you really screw up. Two, it's really hard for you to advance unless there is a job opening. If there's no job opening, there's no advancements whatsoever in a union job. Companies that have unions do not just make just regular jobs all the time. And they don't have positions that they can create and fill because they're worried about, again, they pay you, they have to pay the union. It's all this big logistics problem that they're going to have to do. And so in a union, unless there's a job opening, you're not going anywhere. And your pay is going to stay the same as everyone else. So it doesn't matter how hard you work, as long as you do your job. So if you're a person that wants to be a hard worker and wants to show your worth, a union job is not for you. I worked for the state of Alaska, union job. Most people there, though I love most of the people I worked with, they were waiting to clock out and go home. That's all that their job was about. It wasn't about innovating. It wasn't about doing new processes. It wasn't doing new things. It was about, when is time off? When does the day end and I go home? And then they drive through Juneau. It was Juneau, Alaska. They drive through Juneau, go home, and all the streets, they go busy for about an hour and a half when, maybe hour and a half when the city workers are leaving, or the state workers are leaving. Maybe even the federal workers are leaving, because that's all that base are employed in Juneau. When work ends, the streets are full. And about 1 hour later, they're completely empty again because they're at home, resting, not doing anything. I mean, it's a little sad to see. In the most beautiful place, there were a few people out working or out jogging or hiking or doing other things in the environment, but they were ready to clock out whenever they could. So it was really sad to see. So again, if you want to be better, become more educated, find better positions inside your company, find out what they do, find out what you can do to better show your employer how busy you want to be and how how much initiative you have to advance in their company. So work hard and they will repay you. That's just it. You work hard, they will repay you with promotions and such. But you have to show it before you get it. And if you think you're just going to jump ship to another company and something better is going to come along, it's going to be the same thing at every job you go to. You might be more engaged because it's a job you really like or a subject you really like. But at the same time, if you're going to be disengaged up here at the work you're doing, you're probably going to be disengaged here at the new job that you're working at. So, and when I say here, I mean, I'm pointing at my head, pointing at the brain. If you're not going to be engaged because your brain decides not to be, doesn't matter which job you're going to be. So learn first what's going on inside your head, and then you will have a better time at your job. Now, just some notes to take notes to understand. Tomorrow, I'm going to be at convention. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm going to be at convention. So there will not be a Thursday, Friday edition. We may put one bonus round in there, bonus talk, podcast, but I'm not quite sure. Again, I'll be in a hotel, and it's really hard to get a hotel, internet going, all the other things I have to get done without my two screens, without my whole setup. Everything is just harder when I'm on the road. So will I have a bonus one? Most likely I'll have at least one. I don't know when it's going to be, but stay tuned for that. Thank you so much for joining us on this Debt-Free Millionaire podcast, and we will catch you next time. Take care. Bye.